Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 238, The Church, Terms of Entrance. The church, as the New Testament describes it, was built by Christ, Matthew 16:18, bought by His blood, Acts 20:28, sanctified by His sacrifice, Ephesians 5:25-26, and is the only instrument through which God's wisdom or word is to be made known to the world, Ephesians 3:10. It is the body of Christ, over which He is head, Ephesians 1:22-23, Colossians 1:18. And it is the only group of people Christ ever promised to save, Ephesians 5:23. In view of all that, it becomes very important to be a part of that church Jesus built so long ago. But how can one get into it? How can you know you are a part of that heavenly institution? We need to return to the New Testament for these answers. One of the first things we learn there is that the question, "How can I join the New Testament church?" is really unanswerable. The Bible insists on using the words, "God added different ones to the church," Acts 2:47. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, Acts 2:41. The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, Acts 5:14. Believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, Acts 11:24. Much people was added unto the Lord. You can't join the church of our Lord. Since it is a divine institution, it stands to reason that God should control the entry into it, and so He does. But how then does God determine who He will add to His church? Can you be sure that you're a part of it? And can you know exactly when God added you to the church? Certainly we can know. To be in the church means to be in Christ, since the church is His body, over which He is head, Colossians 1:18. Paul, in his own words, persecuted the church of God and wasted it, before his conversion, Galatians 1:13. But when Jesus appeared to him on the Damascus road in Acts 9:4, Paul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And Jesus answered, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest," Acts 9:5. To attack the church is to attack Christ, and by the same reasoning, to be in the church is to be in Christ. To be in Christ, of course, is just another way of saying that you're in a saved condition. So the question, how to be added to the church, becomes, how can I get into Christ, or how can I get into a saved condition? God requires certain things for salvation. Meeting those same requirements or conditions puts you into His church. He requires first that you believe in God Himself, Hebrews 11:6. And in Jesus as His Son and the world's Savior, John 14:1. He also requires repentance, a deciding to turn away from sin. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Then, for the repentant believer, God requires a confession of faith in Christ, not a confession of sin, before witnesses. Jesus said, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." But a person having met all these conditions still is not in Christ, nor has he been added to Christ's church. One more thing is needful. Romans 6:3 says how to get into Christ. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death?" Again, Galatians 3:27 repeats the condition. "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." This, then, is the way into Christ, baptism of repentant, confessing believers. This also is the way into the Lord's church. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. The body of Christ that is the church. This is why when the people did what Peter told them in Acts 2:38, that is, to repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, that verse 41 of Acts 2 says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. In the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Four conditions to be met, four things to do, to qualify yourself for admission into Christ's church. One with the heart, believe. One with the mind, repent. One with the mouth, confess faith. And one with the body, be baptized. At that point, you enter Christ. God adds you to his church, and you become one of the saved. But if you haven't met the conditions, you haven't received the blessings of membership in the church of our Lord, Jesus Christ.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.